Power 46. Captain Frazier, call your station. That's all.
Pull in at the box here, Andy.
Right, Captain. Wonder what they want.
Don't know, but we'll find out. This is Captain Frazier. All right, we're at 6th and Slauson now. We'll run right over. Call for Doc Brady and an ambulance.
What's up, Captain?
Don't know yet. They just discovered a body in a vacant lot over near the river on 16th Street. Step on it.
Okay.
Oh, hello, Captain.
Hello, Evans. I see you boys are keeping yourselves busy.
Yeah, we found a case for you. Thought you'd better not move anything until we got here.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Well, throw your light on him, Andy.
Right.
I know this guy. When we were kids, we used to live next door to each other. I busted his nose once for cheating at marbles, but he was a nice kid. Name's Spencer. Ace Spencer.
Gambler, huh?
Yeah, he'd bet on anything. I used to tell him, Ace, we're going to pick you up dead sometime. It'll either be by your own hand because you're broke or because you've cut corners on some guy, and, well... Who found him?
I did. I was walking along the river road about 4 blocks from here when I heard a shot. I figured it was up this way. I guess it was about 10 minutes before I found him. I saw he was shot in the chest, so I beat it to an all-night restaurant on the corner and called for you.
I'm glad you did. Of course, the world won't miss A. Spencer much, but he was a swell guy.
Yeah.
What do you know about him?
Nothing, Captain. I'm just agreeing with you.
Did you see or hear a car around after the shot?
No, sir.
His shirt and chest are powder burned. Looks like he let himself have it and pitched forward.
Here's the rod, Captain. 32 automatic. Loaded for one. And here's the ejected shell.
Did you go through his pockets?
First thing. Had $5.60 in his pants. Not a dime in his wallet. There's a package of matches with the name Carrington Hotel stamped on them.
$5, eh?
Yeah.
Last time I saw him, he was carrying $10,000 or so. He must have taken an awful beating.
Yeah.
Will you go back on your beat, Evans?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to get rid of that guy. He's standing around saying, yeah, gives me the willies.
Yeah.
Let me see that gun. His gun, all right. He wanted to get a license to carry it the last time I talked to him. I told him nothing to him. He laughed and said he wouldn't need it. Said the only one he'd ever use it on would be himself.
You think he's done the job himself, Captain?
Well, there's all the earmarks of a homemade job. We might check up on the Carrington Hotel. It's a pretty rich place for a guy with only $5 to be staying, but, well, come on. I'm Captain Frazier from police headquarters. Do you have a man registered here by the name of Spencer? William Spencer.
Just a minute.
Say, that guy didn't live here the way he was dressed. He must have picked those matches up.
Well, it's the only thing we have to go on.
There doesn't seem to be anyone registered here by the name of Spencer.
Let me see your register a minute.
Certainly.
What are you looking for, Cap?
Oh, I don't know. Just familiar names. Here's one. W.F. Collins. That's Bull Collins, another gambler, and here's Flash Douglas. Seems to be a hangout of gamblers.
Yeah, but Ace Spencer ain't in their class.
Oh, he isn't, eh? Listen, those guys couldn't hold a candle to Ace Spencer in his prime. Come on.
Where now?
Just a matter of routine. We're going to make the rounds of the cheaper hotels. I've got a hunch that Ace had a room at one of them.
You're going to keep this up, Captain. Do you know we haven't stopped for lunch?
Well, we'll try this one and then call it a day. Hey, you.
Yeah?
Do you have a William Spencer living here?
Yeah, room 9, but he ain't in.
We know he isn't. He's on a slab in the county morgue. Give me the key to his room.
I ain't surprised none. He's been acting funny ever since the boss told him he'd have to pay his rent or get out.
Was he much behind?
Oh, about 2 months. You know, I couldn't savvy that guy. Never had a dime, and yet he was wearing a diamond sparkler on his finger that knocked you dead.
Yeah, I remember seeing it the last time I saw him alive. He always wore it for sentimental reasons. Bought it for a girl who died. Said no matter how tough he found the sledding, he'd never pawn it.
Well, he either pawned it or had it lifted tonight.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean he wasn't wearing it when we found him.
Maybe it's in his room. We'll look. Come on, Andy, down this hall.
Well, not here.
And here's the reason. A pawn ticket for a diamond ring dated yesterday.
Where'd you find that?
In his suitcase here. So Ace finally decided to pawn that ring, eh? You know, Andy, he must have had a reason for doing it.
Why? What was the ring worth?
Not a cent less than 10 grand.
And he was walking around penniless with a sparkler like that?
He wouldn't have parted with it for a million. Unless he had a certain use for the money. He was a swell guy. Sentimental, too.
What are you getting at, Captain?
There's something there, Andy. I'm not saying that Ace Spencer didn't kill himself, but I'm saying that he must have had a reason for pawning that ring, and I'm going to find out what happened to the money.
Say, how about something to eat? First we go to the pawn shop, then we go down to talk to that stool pigeon. Then we come back here to the Carrington Hotel. Who are you going to see down here?
Keep your shirt on, Andy. If Ace bumped himself off, he must have had a reason. I'm going to find out what that reason was. We're looking for room 681.
What did that stoolie mean when he said Ace was framed in a poker game?
He was talking about last summer. Ace Spencer dropped $23,000 in one game. There was talk that he was framed. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. Maybe if he was framed last summer, he was framed again tonight. That's why he bumped himself off. Sol Levison said he gave him 10 grand on the ring. Ace told him he'd get it back tomorrow. Now, here we are.
Who lives here?
Bull Collins. I got a hunch that maybe Ace came up here tonight for a game. Bull Collins is supposed to be the guy who broke him last summer.
Maybe he's out.
Oh, Bull. Remember me?
Well, come in, Captain. You're just in time for a little drink.
No, thanks.
The guy?
You can skip the rope, too. Who's your friend?
Oh, don't you know Flash? This is Flash Douglas, Captain Fraser.
How do you do?
What can I do for you, Captain?
Ace Spencer bumped himself off tonight.
No.
Yes. He did it because he lost heavily in a poker game earlier in the evening. We found a package of matches from this hotel, and I found your name on the register downstairs. Putting two and two together, I figured that maybe Ace was in a game with you and Douglas.
It is a swell job of figuring, Captain. Ace was up here tonight. Lost 10 grand. Said he was clean, but I doubt it.
He was giving it to you straight. We found him with only $5 on him.
No. What if I'd have known that,
I'd... What time did Ace show up?
4:30 this afternoon.
Whose cards did you use?
Well, what do you mean by that?
You know what I mean. Was the game on the level, Bull?
You know it was. My games are always on the level. Anyway, Ace had me sent down to the cigar stand for 2 fresh decks.
Oh, he did he? Well, it was his funeral. Come on, Andy. We won't be bothering these gentlemen any longer.
Hello. Can we stop in the coffee shop for a bite to eat, Captain?
Pretty soon, Andy. We have some important business over here at the cigar stand. Hey, buddy.
Yes? What can I do for you?
Plenty. We're officers. You were working at 4:30 yesterday afternoon, weren't you?
Why, yes.
Do you remember sending some cards up to room 681?
Yes.
What are you getting so flustered about? I merely asked if you remembered sending them up.
Yes, I sent them up. Two decks.
I see. Where'd you get them?
Out of the showcase here. Why?
Are you sure you got them out of the showcase?
Why, sure.
How many decks you got left?
I don't know.
Count them.
Yes, sir.
Up here in plain sight. That's it. Bring them all up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What's your name, son?
Bailey. Fred Bailey.
Been working here long?
No, sir.
Well, how is it that the day clerk inventories the playing cards before you came on at 10 decks, and you sent 2 decks to room 681, and you still got 10 decks in the showcase? What kind of arithmetic is that?
I don't know.
Listen, Bailey. You didn't know it at the time, but you got yourself mixed up in a pretty ticklish matter. And I'd advise you to come clean with us. You sent 2 packages of cards to 681 that didn't come from your stock, didn't you? Didn't you?
Yes, I sent him up. He said he'd give me $100, and I didn't know. Honest, I didn't.
Well, that's all we want to know. You stay here and take this fellow's statement, Andy. I'm going back upstairs. I don't know that there's anything I can do about it, but we'll see.
Well, we didn't expect you back, Captain. Come back for the drink?
No.
Well, sit down. Let's have a little talk.
You can skip that, too. In fact, you can skip all the baloney.
What do you mean?
I mean that it'll be a long time before you do any more gambling in this town, Bull. In fact, I'm going to see what the chances are of getting you tossed in the can.
Are you crazy?
No, are you? Look here, Bull. It was Ace Spencer's own funeral when he came in here. I'm not crabbing about that. I know he had it coming to him someday. That's all okay. But I can't understand why a big shot like you would deliberately take Ace with a couple of stacked decks when you knew he was down and out and trying to make a comeback. You knew that you'd drive him to suicide. Maybe I've been wrong all my life about giving a guy a break when he's down, but I'll get that. You stay where you are. Hello? Yeah, this is me, Andy. You been talking to who? Oh, the cigar clerk.
What? What?
He said that Ace... Hey!
Oh!
Hey, you will pull a gun on me, will you?
You broke my arm.
Hello, Andy. Come on up right away. This tinhorn tried to pull a rod on me. Yeah, I'm okay. Well, that's one on me. I was working this thing out just backwards. It was Ace Spencer who bribed the cigar clerk to send those fixed cards to your room. But it was you, Bull, who found it out. And after Ace had taken every cent you had, you followed him to that vacant lot and killed him with his own gun.
Am I, Fraser?
You shouldn't have done that, Bull. Ace was a swell guy.
Thank you.